All right, baby, we back. We back. Appreciate y'all, you know, fucking with our quick little commercial break.
Yeah, we official.
We got a new member, you know what I'm saying, showed up. My boy, friend of the show, EP from Management. Go ahead and holler at the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. EP from Management. We here. Shout out. All shit. Go get that new 12K Gotti right now.
Oh, 12K got some new shit out. I'm about to check that out.
Go get that Gotti.
I'm about to check that out. I ain't want y'all to hear new niggas talking and be like, what the fuck, you know, so I had to.
So, quick refresher real quick. We were getting into the Dion shit, talking about how he sold us out.
This nigga so, always want to throw that in
Jay,
there.
I'm keeping it a beat,
nah,
nigga.
Sean Jay was just basically explaining. Y'all heard what the fuck happened. Yeah, it was just a quick break. Rod T, what's your rebuttal?
Yeah, I just, okay, so the whole idea that Dion saying he gave up half his salary, then I feel like you can't use the argument that he left for $5 million if money ain't the issue. So then money ain't the problem then. Ain't leave for no $5 million.
Yes, he did.
And so they didn't even guarantee him.
Hold on a second.
Both of those as an argument.
I think you can because $5 million and $150,000 is two different types of money.
No, what we're saying
one
is
a drop in the bucket for Dion.
No, what we're saying is $150K ain't nothing to give away because he has a lot of money. So if $150K ain't nothing to give away, $5 million ain't nothing to get.
Yes, it is.
Nah, homie.
I don't think you can make that discussion.
Is to give away.
All right, let me put it to you like this.
Let me put it to you like this.
They can't even tell him how they're going to pay.
All right, listen, let me put it to you like this.
So he's going up there knowing he don't even know if he's going to get the money that he said that they're going to give him.
I'm going to tell you what, Dion.
Because he know they're going to give it to him.
I'm going to tell you what Dion doing.
Because he know they going to give it to him.
Are you showing him to do that? So people can see what he's doing.
So listen.
Why?
Okay, no.
Can you do that for the camera one more time?
Nigga say, yo, I'm going to give you $5 million.
He wouldn't do it.
Come out.
He wouldn't do it.
No.
He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it.
Come out. That nigga.
Come out.
He don't do it.
But if white niggas say, I'm going to give you your money.
All right.
Can I please say this?
You just drum up your own money and we're going to pay you with that.
So what about? What about?
First say, yo, you make your own money and we'll pay what you.
Nah, y'all trying to rob me.
What about if Temple would have offered him $5 million?
I agree.
What about?
They use the equity that that nigga was going to bring.
That nigga on point today.
Can I say this? What if Temple? What if Temple would have offered him that without having the $5 million to give up?
Temple would have made that money off of Dion, just like Colorado is. Nobody's talking about Temple. Nobody talked about Colorado until Dion.
Can I ask you a question?
Nobody would have talked about Dion until Dion.
Can I ask you a question?
Temple.
Did Jackson State?
Nobody talked about Jackson State until Dion.
So did Jackson State make that money?
They benefited off of Dion.
Time out, though.
They benefited off of Dion.
So, Sean Jay, can I ask you this question then? Why didn't Jackson State reconstruct the contract because they knew they would make the money?
Who's going to pay them?
Who knows? What you're saying is Colorado.
Pac-12 has a TV deal. What
they
TV
got contracts. Just that
ESPN
one ESPN.
Got a, ESPN got a contract.
They do.
With HBCUs.
But it ain't as lucrative.
It ain't as lucrative as the Pac-12.
It's 10 years.
They play on the same channels that Georgia Southern, App State, JMU.
Hold on, one at a time. We got listeners.
I apologize to you.
Respect our listeners
for interrupting.
They don't make TV money, bro.
They you got to have ESPN3 to get to watch the Jackson State.
That's a bigger problem than that. Than Dion
does not equate from what they will make in a bowl game, $1 million, what they are steal from Dion, and what Dion feel like he didn't get paid for that $1 million, to where that $1 million has to go towards the team. Like, we're talking about how poor families spend their money, and then how middle class or high class families spend
their money.
Poor class family, and you may get a welfare check a month, bro, but you're gonna blow through that because
nobody spent a welfare check on Jackson State.
Right. Life is happening. So
Colorado can get that bread, that $5 million, like it's nothing.
I feel as if you're upset at Dion for making a decision because the people in the nearby community don't have financial intelligence.
No, I'm not gonna let you do that.
No,
I'm not about to let you do that.
You just let him speak. And he said, He said the
difference. I let everybody speak. No, but I'm not about to let you, Cardi, folk the financial, talk about their financial intelligence.
If you're on a welfare check and you blow your money, is that not financial illiteracy?
No, but he just said.
He just said if you're a problem, wait, blow your
but check. He also said because life is just that hard.
You didn't even let me explain.
I'll say he said because life is just that hard, meaning that you when you get that welfare check, you already behind.
He didn't say that.
He did say that. He said you spend your welfare check because life is just that hard.
No, he said you're going to blow.
He said you blow your check. Welfare check because life is just right, that hard. Right,
you're going to blow through it.
Because you're already behind. You got to catch up on shit.
No, why are you going to blow through your welfare check?
Because you don't have the actual finances for the structure that's built, bro. But when I'm speaking about Dion is, if Dion just say, yes, I went to Colorado for the check and for the resources.
Or for football. This thing said for God. Yeah, no, this nigga said for
his whole
God.
Argument is you about with God. God told this nigga him said to go to Colorado.
Okay, can
nigga,
I ask a
God wouldn't just say
can
just
I ask
Colorado.
Because I feel like I feel as if we're over explaining. Did Dion say he was going to Jackson State because God sent him there?
No, yes. I think we're you can be happy for Dion that Dion made the jump to a Power 5, but we're not gonna take the argument that he made the jump there because God chose him to go there over what he was doing at Jackson State. I figure like he would have made way more history at Jackson State than he would do at Colorado, bro.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean? So it ain't about just about what God, I don't know if he using God. I think he could have really done a lot of shit at Jackson State. That would have bigger his legacy
right.
And his legend.
Hold on, wait. Rod T, after you say this, we're going to go into the Celebration Bowl. And how we feel like his time at Jackson State actually came to an end on the field.
Yep. I'm with all that. So there's a couple things, okay? Really two things. How did you feel when Dion said he was going to Jackson State because God sent him there?
I felt like he was an individual doing it for reasons that were not monetary and for his people.
Okay.
Not selfish.
But did you feel...
Because God said money is the root of all evil.
Time out. So you felt as if it was a selfless act and he can only be going to Jackson State because of something bigger than himself. Because
he said God told him. Yes,
time
sir.
Time out. So if that's the case, you didn't judge or condemn or say he was using God with Jackson State, then how can you
Because I'm okay if God used my people.
Bro, how can you then have the fortitude to say that he's lost the spiritual connection with God in his time at Jackson State?
Because I know God ain't going to tell you to go to them white mountains up in there.
You
he's not
going to
tell you
that.
To go to them snowy mountains up in Colorado. He's
going
to tell you to be with your people.
Listen, you wouldn't want him to. And I think this has always been my argument. I feel as if when Dion said what he said, we all collectively created a time limit in our minds.
I had no time limit.
Time out.
I thought you mean he was going
if
back
If you forth. Have no time limit, then whatever Dion said he would do, he's done.
Exactly. No, he has not.
Yes.
Name it.
Man,
he has not done it.
In terms of what Jackson State considers a celebration bowl, he didn't win a celebration bowl.
Never promised a celebration bowl when he got hired.
You talking about wins and losses? We talking about. Imagine if Martin Luther King would have got killed in 1957. Imagine if Harriet Tubman said, that's my point. Two and a half years on what he was trying to speak and preach to, dog. That's not enough time.
One more thing. I got a question for you too, Rod.
I'm happy that he made the jump, dog. But what he used to get, what he used to get to Colorado, what he used to step on to get to Colorado.
Step on.
Yes.
That's what it was. It was a stepping stone.
Yes, it was a stepping stone.
Hold on 1 second.
No white school would have gave him a head.
Hold on, one mic.
Let Sean finish and then Rock.
Black people gave him a head coaching job based on what he produced.
That's a fault.
But what Power 5 what Power 5 team would have gave him a head and coach job before Jackson State?
But why are you going straight Power 5? And,
wait, one second.
To be that great at Jackson State for him to get the worst Power 5.
So look, team. We got.
He had to dominate HBCUs to get the worst
Power 5 job. Hold on, Sean J. Rod T. Hold on, Sean J. That's it. Rod T. Go ahead.
So
then we got EP for management next. He got something to say.
This was my point. If your listeners are listening from the beginning, this was my point at the beginning. We imagine by what he said that it would be a lifelong legacy. Just like you said, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. You said, what if Martin Luther King would have got killed in 1956? What was Martin Luther King's whole career about? It was a lifelong legacy. So he had to die about it. So we created a lifelong legacy for Deion that he never said that he would have. He said, I will come in and impact change. He said, I will be an agent of change. He never said, I will be here until the change it comes to fruition. He said, I will impact change. And that's what he did. When you can find the lie.
You feel like that was impacting change? That's a horse of shit.
When you can find the lie and what Deion Sanders said from when he was hired.
That's a sack of shit.
Then I would say, Deion Sanders sold us out. I'll say that Deion Sanders sold us out when you find the lie.
I just told you.
Until then, we are all making Deion acknowledge a subconscious thought that we have by language. He used language that he knew would make high school football players come to him to play college football.
Manipulative which language. Is what everybody do.
Time out.
And language. You got to do better by your people.
Go ahead.
You got to do better by your people. You over here saying you got to do better by your people. I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean that, but you got to do better by your people.
How are you doing better by your people?
See, that's how we do that. That's how we do. When we have open criticism to somebody else.
Did I just criticize you
power,
or did I ask you a question?
You asked me a question. But I'm talking about.
But did I criticize you?
You did.
When how you did asked, I criticize
because that's a criticism.
You?
We say, what do you do?
Was that a critique?
I don't have. I didn't high step it into the end zone for four different football teams. I didn't do that shit in the Super Bowl at the highest level.
Rhetoric.
I didn't call myself prime time.
That's a question, not a criticism.
Reddit. Thank you.
EP for management, what you got to say?
Let's
let EP for management talk. He been having some shit to say.
All y'all more versed in college football in the landscape than I am. Let me get that disclaimer first. But if I'm not crazy, didn't Deion turn down entertaining the Florida State job to go to Jackson State?
No, Florida State wanted him
to
be.
They didn't want his ass.
Florida State wanted him to be in this.
They said you need to work under one of our white boys before you do something like that, boy.
They laughed at the thought of Deion being the head coach.
He was the
last.
He was a finalist.
They felt like this Negro was nowhere near qualified.
And that's why he needed.
He was overqualified because he took the number one pick in the nation. From Florida State.
Shanjay, he was a finalist.
Where?
At Florida State.
No.
Yes, Google it.
No.
No, Florida State.
Who's the person that should Google that?
No.
He was a finalist.
The school never acknowledged him, bro. I'm a Florida State fan. I would know.
He's a true Florida State fan.
Because I wanted Deion as a coach.
Who's the person that should Google it?
You can Google it. You Google it.
Dub is Googling it right now.
I thought we had somebody.
No, Google
it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Normally I do it.
There's nobody here on this panel when it comes to that.
But finish your sentiments.
I do remember that the talks was there.
So, look, Deion didn't get the job at Florida State because he has no credentials. He's never coached college football before Jackson State. He's never accomplished anything as far as coaching other than high school.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. College football.
State championship.
College football. College football.
He wasn't the head coach.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that he's OC at Trinity Christian. Yeah,
and I don't know. Now, getting into the – I appreciate everybody expressing their feelings about, you know, Deion leaving. But getting into –
what's going on?
We can't have no side conversation. Getting into what happened at Jackson State this past weekend against North Carolina Central, we saw Deion once again fall short in the Celebration Bowl, which
prime
is the only
championship
game that they play in against a MEAC team. Last season they lost. this season they lost.
Look
the
at
first,
it as a bowl game.
It is a bowl game, it but is. It's the only championship that they it play for. Game. You know what I'm saying? It's a celebration bowl. This is the highlight of their season.
It was a close game,
it went into overtime. So I didn't see the first half. I watched the second half. It was an interesting game for me to say. It was a very good game.
And it was very, very fitting how it ended.
And it ended by
it
ended in overtime. So first I want to just go ahead and say the number one overall player, the number one overall player coming out of high school, Travis Hunter, he balled out. You know what I'm saying? He balled the fuck out. He did what the fuck he, you know, he did what you would expect him to do.
Wasn't enough.
He made plays on offense. It wasn't enough. He did his thing. He did his thing. But at the end of the game, after Travis Hunter caught the touchdown to tie it, take it into overtime, they got into overtime. North Carolina Central got the ball first. They scored a touchdown. North Carolina Central got a hell of a quarterback, too. That boy
He played ball.
He played his ass off. He's a tough
kid.
He
felt the people.
Just had surgically repaired fingers on his left hand.
I think it was the Black Panther.
Less than a week ago. Wow. Came out, ran the ball hard, played hard, played tough.
Led his people.
He led the South Carolina, or North Carolina Central University to the win in overtime. Jackson State got the ball.
Rolled up some prime pack.
Shardoe Sanders had an incomplete pass to a white tight end.
The old reliable tight end.
Second to the last. He dropped it in the end zone.
In the end zone.
Reliable tight end. Oh,
that's how you have. But your tight end is in an old reliable position. You think you got the easy play. Nice
look. I watched
what I could. I was doing other things that I had to. I couldn't.
I watched the second half.
I was predisposed at times. I have. I have watched him. Not this year.
Have you ever seen that guy on the football field when they're. When they win it.
It don't matter. You picked him.
Man,
you could have called somebody else. The tight end caught a touchdown before then.
I'm just asking you.
Watched the highlights. I rewatched the highlights.
That's what you watch.
At that time, because I couldn't. I was predisposed. I'm sorry. I was predisposed.
Had a good game. You didn't watch the game.
I was predisposed.
What you say? I said, had a good game?
Sorry.
Travis Hunter had a good game.
No, I'm saying Travis Hunter balled out.
He didn't ball out.
He made plays.
Hey, I watched the second half. In the second half, Travis Hunter had him. Travis Hunter
made plays.
Any young man that's playing Division I football, I'm not going to speak on. I should have said this from the beginning of the show. I'm only going to have this conversation with y'all because I'm on y'all's show. But nobody, none of these people are paying me to talk about them, so I wouldn't even talk about them on the daily.
We appreciate that.
I don't really even care that much about another person's decision making.
Right, that's real.
Has to do with something that impacts me.
Right.
Now, I do think that Deion choosing to go to Colorado is indirectly impacting me as a black man, so I do speak on that. But Travis Hunter, hey, great young man, is going to have a great future, is a really good football player. I wouldn't use the words, he balled out.
I saw the second half.
I wouldn't say that.
In the second half, he caught
He played adequately?
I would say the one play that he made was for a lot of plays that he missed.
Yeah.
So I saw him in the second half make a couple catches that kept drives alive.
What he about the fumble that he had?
The number one
in the second half, that was him that fumbled the ball.
Correct.
That was him that fumbled the ball.
On the reverse.
I didn't see that play. Was that in the second
going
half?
Against HBCU talent.
When they needed that money, he did.
He got money on him. He
made big time plays.
But they was going at him.
A big time play.
He gave us.
I saw him catch a couple first down plays that kept the drive going.
So now look at it.
He dropped the touchdown before he caught that touchdown.
When he
drop a touchdown.
Yeah. He gonna ball.
Now this kid is amazing. Yeah.
He didn't ball against.
Why they was in it?
Telling his time.
They was. He was double coverage when he caught that touchdown. It was two people
he
over
times
there.
10.
He's five.
Yeah, he's better.
From HBCU to the
man, that ain't got nothing to do with it. He's playing offense and defense.
He playing offense. That's what I'm saying. That's
you know about HBCU football.
No, you talking about Ohio. We're talking about like Oregon. We're talking about Oregon, Washington, USC.
Can you tell me how much you know about HBCU football?
How much do I need to know about HBCU football?
I think you might need to know what's on the skill.
No, I definitely know.
What the skill positions look like?
They're athletic. Yeah. They're good. But these guys aren't top players.
No. If Jackson State wouldn't have played NC Central, we'd have thought Jackson State would run up against a lot of good Power 5 teams. But once you run up against NC Central, somebody from the MEAC,
Which is
I'm just 41 on you.
Deion and lost to Mia. You start thinking about street,
these power so five. If you play some power five, school, they would dominate
to
you.
NC Central. Why? It will be blowout.
Why? Shit. Why? The talent level is completely.
The better talent is funnel.
Yeah, the better talent.
The funnel for high school talent.
Why?
So what's your okay? Hold on, wait.
Like Charleston Southern is one of the best.
Because of what though? Because of
resources.
Deion and beat Charleston Southern.
No, we're talking about
Charleston Southern is trash.
Deion and
I got two cousins that play for Charleston Southern right now.
I got a kid that plays for Charleston Southern right now.
Look up their schedule. Look up their look who their they record, playing. Bro. They have good records outside of playing these Power Five schools.
Bruh, I got two cousins okay, playing Charleston Southern right now. I got a homeboy that I grew up with played at Charleston Southern.
Listen to this.
I've been watching Charleston Southern since I was 12 years old. My brother played at Coastal Carolina.
I know you Geechee. You Geechee.
Trash, bro.
You Geechee, bro. We know you be watching that Charleston Southern.
Charleston Southern poo, bro.
You Geechee, bro.
I'm gonna look up schedule.
I'm gonna trust the Geechee nigga when it comes to Charleston Southern. Check this out. Listen, my boy Geechee, he know about Charleston Southern. Listen to this though.
It's like
10 times. I know my boy Geechee. Listen.
Nah, I ain't Geechee.
That man don't like to be called Geechee. That's why I'm calling him that. But listen.
I don't really care. Just identify what's correct.
I got Geechee family in Beaufort, so.
That's what I'm saying. They Geechee everywhere, ain't they?
If you know Beaufort, that, you know.
You know they Geechee. South Carolina, that's Geechee.
You know one when you see one.
Baseball Geechee.
You know one when you see one. Geechee.
Beaufort, bro.
Go ahead.
But listen, this is what I'm saying.
You got listeners.
This is what I'm saying, bro.
I'm listening, bro.
So you feel like Georgia Southern, do you think Jackson State will be able to beat Georgia Southern, compete
I'm
with Georgia
asking
Southern? Do you feel like Jackson State will be able to compete with like an App State or a...
I'm asking why are they not able to compete?
Because they don't get the same caliber of talent.
No, they what don't get the same caliber of trenches. You are killing me if you think them receivers and them cornerbacks can't fly.
I'm saying, of course they can do.
It's the trenches.
But that's the same. Reason that's funneling the talent.
No, what I'm saying is the trenches.
NC Trenchard was able to run the ball all night.
Highlight. Have you seen the Twitter?
I have not seen nothing from North Carolina.
We ain't talking about what you see on Twitter. We talking about what happened in real life.
ESPN all year. Nope. North Carolina Central. But what they did to Deion is be like, wow, these dudes came out of nowhere.
They didn't come out of nowhere.
They've been just as good as better.
I would like to say, before the game, I told a guest on the show North Carolina Central is going to win the football game. That's what I said. Because I watched Mia and Swat. Now, the Swat is being more visual because of Jackson State.
Okay, so.
More visual. But the MEAC is 6-1 in the Celebration Bowl. So we should look up the Heritage Bowl because it's the same idea. The Heritage Bowl is the same thing as Celebration Bowl. We should look up the record of the Heritage Bowl. I bet the MEAC is winning that they're winning the head-to-head versus the Swat because the MEAC is better, bro.
It's better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
in football.
So listen to this.
Why didn't Deion go to the MEAC?
Probably
because ain't no other black people believe in him.
All right. So listen. So he should fuck with the
black J words, bro.
So he should fuck with the black folks who do believe in him. But listen to this. Listen to this. Everybody around. We're gonna go around table, man. We need a quick 1 minute. Tell me how you feel like the impact, or how do you feel like Jackson State losing. Deion Sanders losing in the Celebration Bowl as his last game with taking these players with him. Like, how does that feel to you? What do you think Jackson State is going to turn into now? I need a quick answer. Quick answer. One minute.
We're going to start with EP for management.
We're going to start with EP
for management. And then Sean, and then come back over this way.
Jackson State, Deion lost. How you feel? Last game. Talking to the white boy in the locker.
I did see that, and I thought that was cool. That he did go up to the tight end and tell him, like, hey, bro, this ain't on you. We win together, we lose together. Like, that's a real message you want from a coach.
Right.
Like, to not even have that thrown on him. I thought that was cool.
Okay.
But him leaving, taking his people with him and all that, Jackson State is going to go back to what, it's fucked up to say historically, what Jackson State has always been, which is irrelevant.
Really. All right, Sean Jay. No, hold on. Go back to Sean Jay.
No. For me, Deion, I'm proud of Deion to make the decision to go from HBCU to a Power 5 school, right? $300,000 to a $5 million, right? Me as a father a single dad, I would want to upgrade my child's life,
right,
and his vision and what he sees in life through, you know, the eyes of what Colorado could provide. But at the same time, I felt like it was a bit of double, you know, talking out of both sides of his neck to be able to get the job. You got to be able to recognize that, hey, these HBCUs still have a long way to go while I go to Colorado.
Right.
So, yeah, two things can be true. We happy for Deion that he was able to make the move as a Power 5 black head coach that a lot of head coaches not, you know, they don't have a chance to do right now. But salute to Deion. But at the same time, Jackson State, we do not want them to be left in the dark.
All right, okay, Rod T. Rod T, what you got?
I would just like to say that Shadur had Power 5 offers.
He did.
Before he committed to FAU.
He did.
And he committed to FAU. Why?
Because Willie Taggart.
Daddy.
Okay. Because there was a personal relationship.
Connections.
There was a personal relationship. And then he went to JSU because why?
Personal
relationship. So I would like to say that I felt, and Sean Jay kind of alluded to it earlier, I felt as if Jackson State wasn't prepared or they were distracted from the beginning of the football game. And as I was sitting with one of the co-hosts, we was watching the game, I thought that North Carolina Central put him in 3-by-1, okay? And when they put him in 3-by-1, Jackson State had no way to defend that 3-by-1. And then North Carolina Central stayed in that 3-by-1. Jackson State wasn't able to adjust. And that's how I felt that North Carolina Central was able to win the game. They just ran the ball between the A gaps and the B gaps, straight dominated the line of scrimmage. I do feel that Deion going 0-2 in the Celebration Bowl ain't a good look. In the group chat that we got, I think there was a joke that came out, 0-2 in the Celebration Bowl, best luck to you in the Pac-12. To me, I'm kind of like, he hasn't dominated.
The book
or, you know what I'm saying, finished writing the story at Jackson State as far as winning football games go. Being a champion. I thought he had a great career at Jackson State. I thought he did everything that he ever said that he would do for Jackson State and in Jackson State and for the city of Jackson. So I feel like any kid that played for him during the time that he was there was blessed, and they were definitely impacted. And a lot of those guys are going to go play Division I football. I hope that Jackson State stays at the top of the SWAC. If they don't, that'd be a little bit disappointing, but I like T.C. Taylor, so I hope that people are able to gravitate towards T.C. Taylor because he's a legacy guy at Jackson State.
Yeah, actually alumni. I got one question for you. So we know when Deion was there, he said, you know, he wanted 5-star, 4-star players to come to Jackson State, come to HBCU. With Deion being at Colorado now, do you think that he's still going to tell 5-star, 4-star players to go to HBCU?
To Jackson State?
To HBCU at all?
Yeah, if he not recruiting them,
yeah, no. He gonna be recruiting all of them though.
You don't think? I think he's gonna
recruit.
Yeah. Now, okay, my bad.
All right, go ahead. You can't recruit everyone. Yes, yeah. Yes is the short answer.
The players that he's not recruiting, you think he's gonna tell them to go to Jackson?
I will say this: he definitely tied their hands when he told the AD, my head coach is TC Taylor. I think that was a political move because if they don't hire TC, they lose all connections that Deion has. If they do hire TC, he'll keep those connections at Jackson State.
So I'm here to tell you, Deion says a lot of political things. Prime time, no Deion. What you got on the situation, my boy, with the alpaca?
Lamb. Lamb chop.
My boy say that's llama.
Big ass llama.
This is what I think. I think that Prime came to Jackson State and did everything that he possibly could from an HBCU standard. Yes, he lost in the Celebration Bowl.
Twice.
But it's okay because somebody loses in the Celebration Bowl every year. And it just so happened to be Prime. But he took Jackson State where they haven't been in years. He brought them money, brought them facilities that they haven't had ever. And that they're the best facilities in the HBCU. He gave them the blueprint on success. And if they cannot continue on that blueprint and fund that blueprint, then that's on them. That has nothing to do with Deion. If we thought Deion was God, if we thought Deion was Captain Save Us, then that's you. That's more ignorancy in our black community because that's how we think. when it's bigger than just football at the end of the day.
I agree.
From a football standpoint, from his title, head football coach, he gave Jackson State everything that they can have except for a Celebration Bowl.
And the city of Jackson.
And the city of Jackson. In the city of Jackson. When that water was bad, he made sure.
He made sure.
He made sure.
You know why he made sure?
Man, see, hold on, wait, on, you said your point. Regardless of how you trying to spit it political, that has nothing to do with what he did. You see what I'm saying? I am happy for Deion because he was not going to get an opportunity to coach in Power 5.
I wonder why.
From Jackson State if he didn't have the success that he had at Jackson State. He go to Jackson State and lose, he is not coaching at Colorado right now. But so regardless of his name, he went up there and had success. They allowed him the opportunity to get him a Power 5 job. He didn't get that Auburn job or that Auburn interview because he didn't go beat North Dakota State in a national championship. But if he go lose to North Dakota State in a national championship,
which he would've,
he got that Auburn interview. Right. I promise you he would have got that Auburn interview. But that ain't how the HBCU community roll. It's a Celebration Bowl. We want to play on bowl weekend. It's a lot of different bowls going on. We want to be included in that. So we want our best two teams play in this weak-ass Celebration Bowl versus what our conference play. No, damn it. I ain't saying shit. HBCU want to be a part of the bowl community instead of the natty community. It's about the money. Okay. So Deion did what he had to go do. Took his ass to Colorado. 3 years. I've been saying that shit for 2 shows. 3 years. 3 years.
All right. All right. Hold on. What Mike?
Open up his thumb and his index, bro.
Let me say what. If Deion didn't have to drink that water, he wouldn't have gave a damn.
All right, hold on. All right. One mic. Rhetoric, go ahead and give your last. Right, my boy, man. Prime so Time took longer than a minute.
Guys. I'm telling you, boy, that boy went off. First thing first, man. Prime pack in the air. Hey, Prime pack in the air. Buff pack in the air. 0-12 season. I hope for it. But I'm just gonna keep it. I'm just gonna keep it a beam, bro. I'm not here for this. Oh, he left the blueprint. The blueprint is to get the nigga who was dancing in the fucking end zone with a star in his head while he was going to the. Ain't nobody else who was doing that. So I want to hear about this fucking blueprint. Fuck that blueprint if Deion ain't there. This is what I'm here for. It's for our people and to build this up. I believe in a structure who can be MEAC, SWAC, most supreme in the conference. Back like it was back in the day. When it was just us.
I let you talk.
When a man tell me God believes, I don't believe in God. When a man tell me God tell me to do something, I honestly believe he truly and honestly takes that to account. If he believed, I believe for him. I believe that's what he wants. I believe that's what he's going after.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, stop worrying about the game. All right, so now, what I'm saying is, Deion, you failed us. You ran away. You went to Colorado, and that's why you lost. Because you know what? That quarterback for North Carolina Central, I'll let you talk. And this quarterback from North Carolina Central, he didn't just have the power of North Carolina Central. He didn't have the fans of North Carolina Central. He had all the black people behind him. He was the black panda. And he went out there, he slayed the panda. And I appreciate that. So I'm tired of all that. I'm tired of all this capping for this nigga because he was your favorite cornerback. I don't want to hear it no more. That nigga sold us out. He all about the money, and I don't care about nothing else. Because you know what? If he would have kept his sons, if he kept his sons at Jackson State, I wouldn't have been mad. Do your thing. But you know what? He took his boys with him.
He took a lot of luggage with him.
He took a lot of talent with him. So you know what? He said, fuck y'all at Jackson State.
So I ain't worried about it no more.
So rhetoric, I feel you. That was a very impassioned plea.
I just want to say.
You are honored guest, so I'll let you say a little something, please, but I got to get my piece to close the show.
Put the camera on me, dog. Appreciate that. Put the camera on me, dog.
Put the camera on me, dog. Rod got something to say. He finna talk into the camera.
I am, bro. Rhetoric doesn't even believe in generational wealth. That's not true.
I come from it. What are you talking about?
You don't. You literally said that you wouldn't leave anything to your kids.
No, I never said that. I've never said that. Are you kidding me?
That has nothing to do.
That has a lot to do with it.
That's never came out of my mouth.
It has come out of your mouth.
Personal shots here, but I've never said that.
Rhetoric?
I've never said that.
Yes, if anything,
I said I would give it to them.
No, you did not.
No, I've never said that.
He doesn't believe
I've never said that.
He doesn't even believe in generational wealth.
No, that's
he
not true.
He wants his parents to give it to him, then he blow
no,
it.
No, I never said that.
Yes, you have. He literally said that multiple times.
I never said that.
So for him to say... This is crazy to me, rhetoric to say that Dion's selling us out about generational things and how long his legacy should be when you don't even believe in legacy. You want it to stop after you.
I never said to stop there.
Are you kidding me?
I've never said
that. Crazy. You better be glad that I don't take screenshots because I'm not the pay. But I'm telling you, dog, it's in there.
That's all right, Rod T, we appreciate you for telling us. We appreciate you for calling rhetoric out on this.
Crazy, bro.
We appreciate you for calling rhetoric out on this. You know, whatever.
We'll talk about this on the next show.
But look, check this out. We got to wrap the show up. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the whole Dion discussion with my thoughts. I agree with Sean Jay on a lot of what he said, man. Two things can be true. Dion did a lot of great things for HBCU. He did a lot of great things for Jackson State. He did a lot of great things for the community as a whole. But he did leave with a sour taste, and he did leave things a lot undone. Yeah, he left the blueprint, but what good is the blueprint without the architect? I could give you a lot of shit. I could give you a blueprint to build some shit, but if you don't know which pieces to use, which parts to use, the shit ain't gonna be built the same. And when the foundation ain't strong, the shit will crumble. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, wait.
Everybody fucking talk. I'm the fucking host. I'm finna say what the fuck I gotta say. We finna wrap up the show. Say your shit for the next show. If we talk about it. Or put that shit in the comments. We need some engagement there. But as I was saying, the blueprint is only as good as the architect. As far as the Colorado and Jackson State winning and losing comparison, I'm willing to bet my house that we in right now. If Deion Sanders was losing at Jackson State, he would not have gotten fired. If Deion Sanders loses at Colorado State, he will get fired. Also, I'm going to say that sometimes the money does corrupt. Sometimes the money does get in the way of the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like Colorado also could have seen what the bigger picture could have been. These white people, they look at shit. They see what the fuck going on.
Preach.
Oh, shit, Deion got the 5-star to go to Jackson State. We can't let him do that shit again.
Not again.
Well, he can't come coach at fucking Ohio State. He can't come to these big schools. Bring his ass to Colorado. Let him go to Colorado. Put him over there at the low level. Put him at the bottom of the barrel. So now he bringing his money to the white folks and he bringing his money to the black folks. Sometimes it's a little bigger than what people think. You know what I'm saying? But that's why we talk this shit, so that y'all can hear what we saying and y'all can think. And I feel like Deion was a little bit of a sucker for the money. Yeah, I do agree being a single father and being able to change your lifestyle. $300,000, $500,000, that's a big difference. Real big difference. Motherfuckers got bills. Motherfuckers got a lot of shit going on. He could probably use that money. I guarantee it. And I ain't mad at him for taking it. But I agree with you on the point, Sean Jay, of, hey, when you sell this dream to these people and you got us feeling like you was here to change the landscape or something, I kind of want to see it follow through. I feel like he did his piece. I'm happy for him. Shout out to Deion. Losing the Celebration Bowl does put a little scar on your record because you never won the big game. The biggest games you had at Jackson State, you lost them. And now you're going to have some big games in Colorado, and I don't know if we're going to be able to say that you're going to be able to do what you need to do with those games.
How many classic games did Deion lose?
Bro, it's over with. It's over with.
But just like this show is coming to an end, Deion's time at Jackson State has come to an end. And the time will tell, and the verdict and the jury is still out on what Deion is going to be doing at Jackson State these next – I mean at Colorado these next few years that he's there. hey, it is what it is. So we're going to see. Time will tell. But hey, man, I appreciate everybody tuning in. Appreciate all the guests here. Rod T, our honored guest, appreciate you for coming through, man.
Block my logo, man.
Tune in for the next show. He going to be on there. We're going to talk some more good shit. That Megan Thee Stallion gutter shit. Y'all going to hear about what the fuck's going on with that, man. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow for that. I promise you, you're going to love it. You ain't going to want to miss it.
Sorry, this one went a little over.
Shout out to my boy, Sean J, for coming through, man. Dub Don Dada working the boards. Shout out to my boy, EP for management. Prime Time No Dion, appreciate you coming through with your thoughts always.
Always.
My boy Red Road.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man. Hey, we finishing it up. Appreciate the show, man. Appreciate y'all watching, man. We trying to cut it out. We out of here.
Hey, man. We out this bitch, man. Shout out to everybody. Prestigious Pedigree, Mr. Upholstery, Forever Up. 12K Gotti, Gold Militia, all that good
Proctor
shit,
Media
man.
Productions.
Proctor Media Productions, man. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. Like, share, follow, subscribe. Thought for Narcissus Podcast, baby. We out.